USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate hearing for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson continues on Capitol Hill. Brown Jackson defends her record on sentencing sex offenders.
The way that Congress has directed the Sentencing Commission appears to be not consistent with how these crimes are committed, and therefore there's extreme disparity.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri has accused Judge Jackson of giving lenient sentences to offenders in child pornography cases in the past. Ukraine's president is urging Italian lawmakers to enact more sanctions and put more pressure on Russia as the country's invasion goes on. President Zelensky saying Ukraine is the last line of defense that stops Russia from reaching the rest of Europe and barbarians must not pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Spring severe weather has some people cleaning up and others keeping their eye on the sky.
Dozens of homes and other buildings were badly damaged as severe storms and a reported 20 tornadoes moved through Texas and Oklahoma Monday. Severe weather is expected again today with tornado watches from Houston to Memphis to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans, Louisiana.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Florida is taking action after two spring break shootings over the weekend. Miami Beach declaring a state of emergency and beginning a curfew Thursday morning through Monday. Officials intend to impose the same curfew for the following weekend. The mayor admitting he's frustrated and angry, saying the city is past its end point. Gas prices dropping another penny. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is $4.24 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States is ratcheting up the sanctions once again on Russia.
It's been a month since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dilip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh mentioned more banks as sanctioned targets among examples without giving more specifics. He added that the Biden administration will still pursue diplomacy in addition to imposing costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine is suing Grubhub. The Attorney General saying the food delivery service allegedly misled district residents during the height of the pandemic. The AG charging Grubhub with failing to disclose prices to customers, advertising free services that were not free, as well as offering discount delivery services that were not discounted. Grubhub is denying the allegations, adding that it has always complied with D.C. law. Boulder, Colorado will pause today to mark 1 year since a mass murder left 10 people dead at the King Soopers store. One of the victims was a Boulder police officer. The police department will hold a line of duty death commemoration at 2 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.